bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, guys, I've been busted. Just got a promotion at work. Oh. Boss caught me doing something, and I don't think it's good.
This is how people get promotions these days.
Ah.
Yeah, walked in on me with a bunch of people.
Oh. Pleasuring?
Everyone, well, I don't know, but everyone was cheering, so.
Oh,
bro, you! Whoop, whoop!
Well, if you're going to do something, do it properly, babe.
This is a Triple Threat podcast. I got busted, guys. So, as you guys may know, I'm not overly shy, okay? I'm pretty friendly character, pretty friendly cat. Mm. Get along with most people at my job. And last sort of work block that I was working on, like the last sort of series that I was doing, we had a karaoke night, right? And one of the guys was a little bit nervous about going up there by himself. And so I got up there as a backup dancer.
Oh, this isn't going where I thought. Oh, maybe it is.
It was a hit, guys. Oh, turns out everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. Well, so on this current one I'm working on, people have been putting in some big hours.
Okay.
People were sleeping on the job.
Really?
So 24 hours they were there for. They were there for a long time.
Gosh.
Anyway, they remembered what the performance I had given last time, and that, you know, it's been myth ever since. It's been legendary. Mm-hmm. So I said to them, the morning, they were looking terrible. I'm like, okay, you get one perk up today. You get to call it anytime you want. I will do the dance for you. So it hit about 3 o'clock. This was about 9 o'clock in the morning. Hit about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And they were fading hard. They're like, Jess, it's time. It's time. Come over here. I was like, all right. So people gathered round.
Right, you tired as well?
No, I was fine. I was up and about.
He doesn't do the long hours.
Hey, I still do 12-hour days.
Work.
But so everybody gathered around. They gathered more people than I was expecting. Thought it was just going to be a private show.
No.
Evidently not. At least a dozen people were sitting around.
Mm.
So this music starts. I'm busting the moves. I'm doing the up and downs. I'm doing the hand back and forwards. I'm doing the put a ring on it signs. I'm doing the gyrating. Everybody's laughing, having a good time.
So you knew this dance?
Oh, I've got it going down. I'm rocking. I'm about 2 minutes in. I'm loving it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. We're going to go. I'm going to have the big finish ready.
Yeah.
He's thrusting.
I'm thrusting. I'm getting it all going on. I somehow look to my right. Catch the head boss, not even the boss of my department, the boss of everybody who put me forward for this promotion only about 2 weeks earlier, walking up with no expression on the face whatsoever. And I've just had to call it. I'm like, all right, guys, that's enough. Get back to work. Let's go. Let's go. I was like, oh, my boss has caught me whilst being promoted, dancing to Single Ladies for a dozen people on the job.
Did he catch you mid-thrust?
He caught me mid-something. I don't know what it was, but it was outrageous.
You might get a new promotion.
Yeah. Should have thrust in his face.
We know what guys are like in the entertainment industry.
Oh, I thought, I'm done here.
Did he ruin your finale?
Nobody got the big finish. People were satisfied.
you didn't even do your big finish.
The crowd was satisfied, but let me tell you, I had to cut it pretty early. I've not acknowledged it with him since.
Oh.
Did he say anything? Did he
has not out? Said anything. Has been amicable since, but very tough nut to crack and didn't get a smile. I was like, oh no. Oh, I've done myself in here.
No promotion for you.
Maybe he thinks you're a single lady.
No, well, he should have put a ring on it. Now, guys, if you're not one of Beyonce's backup dancers, I'll give you the hot tip. Single ladies dancing is not one of the things you should be doing at work. But, Christina, what have you done?
Oh, what haven't I done at work? Let's be honest.
Single ladies dance?
All of the above. So, 2 weeks ago, we have a couch in our office, and I sat down and I fell asleep. For an hour and a half.
What? They let you sleep for an hour and a half?
No one woke me up. And the editor that I worked with on that day, when I woke up, he'd taken photos of me asleep and sent them to me.
Oh, so and good.
I was so confused when I woke up. I was like, oh my gosh, how long have I been sleeping for? And he was like, oh, you know, 5 minutes. And I looked, it was like 5 o'clock. And on my phone, I had 3 photos of me sleeping with my mouth open that my editor had taken and sent to me. So that was pretty funny. I stayed back a little bit to make up for it.
Yeah, an hour and a half?
No. Sometimes I just get tired and need a nap. Online shopping.
Do you work at a kindergarten?
Constantly. Online shopping.
Wow.
Constantly. Like buying stuff left, right and centre.
They don't listen to the show, do they?
And I do a lot of work. The end. That's the end. Hey, I get all my work done.
Okay, that's
all right. You know, that's all that needs to happen, right?
I feel as though you have so many more in a deep suitcase that you've purchased online many more secrets.
And at my old job that, I can't say where
no,
I
you
work.
Can.
No,
well, it's just the stuff there. I got all my work done. I'm very efficient.
Can you tell us what your position was there?
Receptionist.
Okay, there we go. I think receptionists get away with a lot of like sneaky computer work.
They cop a lot of crap, so they need to be able to do things to take their mind off the other stuff.
Yeah,
like receptionists at a community organisation that I worked at. Oh, I had to keep myself sane.
I'm sure you'd have plenty of tabs open. I'm sure. Oh. I bet one would be for a quick switch so it's work-related looking.
Yeah. Have you guys seen there's a travel website that have a really cool link that you can press and then it brings up an Excel spreadsheet? So it's like if your boss is coming, press this link and then it brings up an Excel spreadsheet. Have you guys seen it?
Has it got stuff on it?
Is that called the Christina link?
I use that all the time. I'm like, oh, look at this costing for this job. Going back to sleep after this.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.